under the table, and we're back here.
I'm sorry.
Now, I'll tell you what, we had an interesting conversation last hour. We really did. And I just learned something that I didn't know, because honestly, I haven't done any research into this because I'm not getting it. I don't have any kids. But say that, Glenn, because there's a guy you listened to this morning who thinks that there are a lot of people who don't know this, and I imagine they don't.
He was concerned that people do not know that at the end of the year, a tax credit that you're getting, let's say you're getting $250 a month, and you figured that out is $5,000, right?
$6,000. If you have two kids.
Okay. Let's say one kid. That'd be $3,000, okay? Right. So what he was concerned about is that people don't know that they'll get that $250 a month, and they'll be happy and happy, and then in January, February, they're going to think they get their normal $5,000 tax refund.
They won't.
Well, they'll get whatever they didn't
for
get.
For personal.
Yeah.
You'll get your personal one, but you won't get the one for your child that you normally get every year.
The way I heard it, it's a tax credit. It's taken off of whatever taxes were held up for you. So if you had no taxes held up for you, you may owe money.
Well, you better remember this then, folks. If you take the option to start taking this in a monthly payment that come tax time 2022...
You may not get the big one that you thought you were going to get.
You may not get anything, and you may owe.
Yeah.
If you start making more money.
He didn't talk about whether you might owe or not.
My guess is you'd have to start a job where you make more money, where you'd pay less taxes. But in any event, people better pay attention to that.
And a lot of people, and my daughter, I mentioned my daughter has four children, and she does qualify for those. And she said, if I do that, and she had heard the same discussion. It wasn't the same guy. But she said, if I do that, then in January or February, when I usually expect to get $6,000 back, I may only get $1,000 back, or I may not get anything back. And we said, yes. So spend wisely.
But now that would be $12,000, right?
Whatever four is.
Isn't that amazing?
That's a lot of money. Yeah, and she said that. She said, boy, that's a lot of money to get spread across the year.
You would almost be out of the poverty level if you just had four kids.
No, you wouldn't.
Isn't poverty 20?
No, I think it's 28 or 28.
Well, then I'm okay with it. You know, if it's a tax credit like that, well, then go ahead.
Why do you think they call it a credit?
Well, because I think right now so much money is being given out that does not get paid back. I mean, we've gotten $1,200 was the first one. None of that has to be paid back. Nobody paid any taxes on it, and it didn't affect your taxes at all.
The thing that does bother me is what the ceiling is. What, $75,000 for one person, and if you're married, it's $150,000. Now, I have a son and a daughter-in-law that are probably in that range. And they're doing quite well, so I don't know. And it also, you know what, another thing that really bothers me about this is, what happens to the people that live in New York who pay $2,500 for a studio apartment, as opposed to those who live here in Marion who they couldn't find a place they'd have to pay $2,500 a month for?
It's very interesting
in
the long term. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have any questions. 740-383-9944. I'm still wondering what the long-term effect of these stimuluses will be, though, because people have had a year now where they could supplement their income with about $3,200 extra dollars if you were single. Mm-hmm. But now take your kids, you got money for those as well. So next year when that doesn't happen, because we're through that idea of stimuluses, what are you going to do?
Well, you better plan ahead.
Right, but do people? I don't know.
Well, that's their problem, truly. And I think that's important that we not allow stimulus checks to be assumed every year. I don't think they will be assumed every year by the government. The government can't possibly pay everybody $1,400 a month or a year free of charge every year for the rest of their lives.
Well, all my point is, and it's a completely different formula and a completely different subject, is the Vax-a-Million. Because my problem with this is, really, that was my anecdote before we went to break about how television fought this. You know, McDonald's giving away $1 million if you watched NBC.
Did you tell us how that ended up?
No, I'll tell you the story again, because this could be in a replay.
Okay.
What happened in the early 90s, NBC decided, we got a ratings idea of how to get our primetime lineup up. What we'll do is we'll make a deal with McDonald's that if you go to McDonald's, you get a pull tab. You know, you pull your tab on your drink or your fry or whatever, and you go home, and at night during an NBC show that is not highly rated, and they always did it during the ones that weren't highly rated, we're going to give you the numbers of the people who win the $1 million. So you watch that show that you normally would not watch, and the ratings go up.
Sure.
So then the other two networks at that time, CBS and ABC, said, well, what if we give away $10 million during that time period? Well, where does it end? It's no longer based in the quality of the show. It's based in who can give away the most money.
So what did the FCC do about that?
They said, don't do that.
Oh, okay.
They said, stop it, because it's just going to be, can you top this? Yeah. And let's get back to spending the money on the show.
Kind of like our nuclear energy involvement. You just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
And that's what I'm afraid is going to happen here. Ohio has presented the largest one in 50 states, but all 50 states got relief money. And I think in West Virginia, they used it for the bonds. They said everybody will get a $100 bond who gets the vaccine. Well, now the people in West Virginia are going, wait a second, look what the Ohio governor did. Why don't you do that down here?
I think I'd rather go with everybody gets $100 than five people get $1 million.
Too late. Cat's out of the bag.
No. And it's all stimulus money to get people to get the shots.
But that's the hokey nature of it. That's why the comedians are making fun of what's going on here. Will it get people to get vaccinated? Sure it will. And is that a good thing? Sure it is. But it's very hokey that only five people are going to walk away with anything.
What's silly is that people really think they're going to hit the jackpot.
Yeah, but in West Virginia, everybody's going to walk away
with
something.
I like that better, yeah.
Okay, that's why it's goofy, yeah. if anybody has misunderstood.
And each state can do as they please, apparently. With that money.
Right, but that, I mean, isn't this, I mean, even the name, I mean, we are taking an illness that has killed over 500,000 people in the United States and filled up our hospitals and frightened people and brought a lot of things and changed the way of life for more than a year now, and how does it end up as we near our end date of our restrictions? It ends up with Vax-a-million every Wednesday night at 7:29 p.m.
Well, you can blame that on all the stupid people that said, freedom, I don't want to wear a mask. Blame it on those people.
Right, but is it better to do that? You know, freedom and whatever, and I'm not going to get the vaccination. Or is it better to say, well, I'm going to give you $1 million if you do it?
Well, I think it shows the point that people aren't really motivated by freedom. They're motivated by money.
Right, which
is creepy.
Right, right. And this is the problem. Herein lies the problem.
Well, you know, a nice thing about getting older, and by the way, you don't have to send presents to me next week when my birthday is. The nice thing about
I'll enter you in the Vax-a-million.
There you go.
That's right.
That's what my present will be, right? The nice thing about getting older is you care less about that sort of thing, I think. I have a lot of older friends that say, let people be as they are. Just let them alone. As long as you don't step on my toes, I won't step on your toes. Let them be. If they make even the rich, I almost said a bad word, even the rich people, if they get $1 million for doing nothing, okay.
Boaters. Rich boaters?
Rich boaters, yes.
Yes.
If they get a new boat, a new 120-foot yacht for doing nothing but sitting around, it's okay with me. It's not going to hurt me any. I want to see the kids. I want to see the people that haven't been able to find the answer to being one of those rich Americans. I want to see them be pulled up. I really do. But I'm not going to worry about people that get something that I don't get.
No, do it. I mean, it's going to be done. You can't stop it now. The ball's rolling. But it's just, it's a weird sociological study to me in the state of Ohio that it will forever stand that 42% is the number of people who got it because they could get it. 42, not even half.
Yeah.
And once the money became involved, we'll see what the final numbers are.
Why do you suppose, why do you suppose 58% didn't get it? Is it laziness, which I think it partly is? Excuse me. I also think there are cowards that are afraid to get a little tiny needle stick in their shoulder. And I used to be that way. Until I went into the Army and they gave me 15 in about 30 minutes, I was afraid of getting shots. Why, I don't know, because they really don't hurt.
No, there are people who just don't want to get it.
Why?
They have their reasons.
Yeah, they have their reasons, which are ignorance, as far as I can see.
Well, this will be a bad precedent. I'm just going to say that, because now anytime we want people to do something, we're going to do this.
We're going to have to pay them.
Right. And I don't think this is good.
No, I absolutely agree with you on that.
Right. I mean, it's going to have to be run like this from now on. And I worry about that, because, you know, it just, anytime you want somebody to do something uniformly, you're going to have to offer them money like this, and it's bad.
What it comes down to is we've lost our moral values in the United States. I'm not so certain we had them very strongly ensconced anyway, but we have lost what we used to believe as good moral values. And all you have to do is listen to some of the churches, go to some of the churches, and, you know, the guy that says, if you pray enough for $1 million, you'll get $1 million. Well, that's crap.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello there, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Scott, you was wondering about calling in for that vaccination.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good.
Yeah. I'd give it a try. And it's about on the line about 45 minutes, or you can push the button and they call you back. Keep your place in line. And they go over the rules and regulations, like, you know, you've got to abide to the laws of the lotteries and their laws, and they ask you where you got your shot at, and would you be willing to agree to the rules and regulations, and then would you give them permission to verify you got your shots?
Huh.
And then they go down the line, and they turn around and they say, do you have an email? And I said, well, if you don't have an email, then you can't get in.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, that
that's
would
what
be
it
bad.
Told me, but see, I have one, so I gave them my email and stuff, you know, and then they said I was registered, and that would be it.
Wonder why you have to have an email to get it.
I don't know.
To be
that's what I was trying to wonder, because that's what they told me. That was one of the rules.
Maybe that's how they're going to notify people that they won.
Well, it'll be on television.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be drawn by, as far as I know, by one of the employees of the lottery, the way I understand, next Wednesday night.
Is she real pretty?
It might be a guy, Glenn.
Oh, okay, is he real pretty?
Well, normally not.
Well, that's interesting. Well, I appreciate the update.
Yeah, and I wanted to tell you something else while you got on your phone. You were talking about Indian Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever got that country classified paper?
No, I haven't.
Well, get that. They advertise usually about every, well, they come out on Tuesdays most of the time. They have Kroger's in the green box when you come out.
Right.
And they'll advertise, like, you know, the 27th, they have like they're in Lakeview, they have like a food truck rally.
Huh. Oh, that'd be fun.
That's interesting.
And then the 18th, I think it is, of June, but they have do ones on Saturday night, too, where you can watch the fireworks over the lake from down there. So,
oh, how nice.
Wow.
They have a car show on the Friday. They'll have a car show and everything. And then Saturday night, they have a country bands, and they give you the names of everything they're going to do. So you ought to grab one of those and look at it.
Right? Are they fairly inexpensive?
These papers are free.
No, I mean the events. Do they have a charge?
I don't know. I didn't read up on what I don't think it's just to register your car, but it said you can see, like, the fireworks from Russell's Point and everything.
Yeah, so, I bet that's free.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
Yeah. You grab one of those, and I think you'll enjoy reading through it. There's a few things in there when it comes about Indian Lake and all that. It was
cool.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, because I want to go now back to the Tilton Hilton, I think is what it's called. It's a restaurant on a tilt.
Really?
I get over there, and I want to go back and see the bridge at night because it's lit up, and the donut shop that's lit up at night, which is the last remnants of the amusement park.
I thought there were pictures of you there at night.
No, I was there during the day.
Oh, okay.
On Saturday.
Okay.
So I want to go. I'll go have dinner at the Tilton Hilton, and then I'll drive over to the bridge. But I wonder why to enter Vax-a-Million, you've got to have an email.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm telling you, there's something hinky about this whole thing.
Governor Hinky.
Well, you know, I hate to say that there's political motivation here, but he's associated with this, and he's up for re-election.
Maybe they didn't think through this all very well.
Clearly. Last week, do you remember last week, they said you didn't have to?
Yeah,
now you do.
I was excited.
Go ahead, caller.
I just thought I'd tell you I had a different experience registering on the phone yesterday than that gentleman.
Go ahead.
I waited for 25 minutes.
Uh-huh.
That's true. And they asked me if I had an email. I said, no, but you can call me on the phone. And she said, that's fine. And she entered my phone number, and we went on with all the regular questions and everything worked out at the end. And she said, you've been registered. Thank you for getting your vaccine.
Oh, so you don't have to have an email.
And when she hung up?
My experience was I did not.
When she hung up, they threw your paper away.
Well, I didn't figure I was going to win anyway, so who knows?
Who knows? Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, again, any experiences are certainly appreciated. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. It's Vax-a-Million time here in Ohio. We're going to have to come on the air at 729 live. Just to announce the winner next week.
Oh, yeah, of course.
My goodness gracious.
Oh, are you going to do that?
Maybe.
Okay.
Who knows?
What the heck?
What else we got?
What? That's only an extra
half an hour. We could do a show from 7:15 until 8. You know, build up the 7:29 tension and then talk about the winner till 8 o'clock.
And then maybe you could get a food truck to come and park out front here, and we could eat.
Well, we could sell hot dogs. We got a nice porch out here now.
I'm looking forward. I love our new porch.
Yeah, new porch is great.
Nice.
And everything else is being worked on, which is good. So we're moving in the right direction.
We certainly
are. We're under construction, but we're getting there.
And we sound good.
We do sound good.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you.
I'm going to mention this, though.
Oh, go ahead.
When I turned the phone on, or the radio on in my car on the way here, I thought, oh, no, our signal's gone bad again. What it was is the gentleman you were talking to had his radio on in the background. Please try to turn your radios off when you get on. There's a 30-second delay, which really makes havoc of background noise.
Absolutely. I just, to me, I hope this goes well. I hope somebody from Marion wins $1 million.
Me too.
And then I guess we just, by that point, we'll be restriction-free and on our way.
Well, if I win it, which I won't because I'm not going to go through all that crap to sign up.
It's not heavy. it's just, I think you enter your name.
Yeah, but you have to wait 25 minutes.
No, you can use the website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if I win it, I'm going to donate some money to buy nicer soft
stuff. Oh, are you?
In their studio.
Well, we had a guy yesterday pledge to give a big portion.
Oh.
Yeah. If he wins.
Well, mine will be a small portion.
Cheapskate. You know, but I would implore anybody to go to Indian Lake, and I will. It's an hour, and I will go back very, very soon. Memorial Day would be tough because I do my Memorial Day outing.
Plus, there'd be millions of people there, probably.
Probably, but, you know, I want to get back soon before it's really warm.
Yeah.
Because when it gets to be like 95, walking around there is not that much fun. But weather like this is perfect.
Is the lake nice? I've never
been
there.
Oh, Indian Lake's great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And you can go on the park side, the national park side. But the Russell's Point side's much more interesting to me because that's where the historic stuff is. That's where the amusement park is. That's where the restaurants are.
I have a, because I'm a senior and signed up for it, I can go into national parks for free in many
But
places.
You can sit in Taco Bell at Russell's Point and look at Indian Lake.
Cool.
Yeah. It's right next to Indian Lake.
We're going to have to head that way, my wife and I. We haven't done it yet. Maybe that'll be incentive for me to buy that RV I've been looking at.
Oh, you're going to buy an RV?
Oh, I've been looking at buying a little 21-foot RV for 2 to 3 years.
Oh.
I've already sold my other RV that I had.
So. You want to be like Charles Kuralt?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I'd love that. Only I want to be alive.
Well, I think he was when he was traveling around the country.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to do that dead.
Yeah, it is.
740-383-9944. Anything on your mind? Oh, you know, I'll bring this up. Oh, good. This maybe after this call, I'll bring this up.
Right.
Let's take the call first. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that because I've chosen to do the things the way I want to do, I've learned this morning from your station that I'm an idiot, and I learned it from a moron.
She doesn't like me.
Uh-oh. Now, what do you mean?
Oh, she's gone.
Uh-oh, we lost her.
We lost her.
Now, wait. Now, what was the...
I don't know. I guess she thought I called her an idiot.
Because now you called her an idiot?
I didn't think I did.
Well, we don't want to say that anybody's an idiot.
No, I don't think I did, but...
Or a moron.
I definitely didn't say that because I don't think I've ever called anybody a moron, but... Oh, maybe.
Well, I guess I'm just confused on that. I mean, I really am. I don't know.
Okay.
Do you know what that means?
I really didn't understand it, no. But I assume she was talking about me.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what we talked about this morning. Well, we had Governor Strickland on, and then
we talked about people on welfare, and that's where I got a little hot, which I do.
Oh, you think that had to do with the welfare conversation?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I hope that nobody is in... Because I don't want anybody to be implicated as being an idiot or a moron.
Okay.
Did anybody use those words?
I don't think I did.
Okay.
If I did, I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Yeah, and call back, because honestly, I don't think that we want to do that, and I'm not sure what... Because it's certainly worth having a conversation.
Sure.
I always say all the time, we don't know everything. Just because you have a microphone in front of your mouth doesn't mean you know everything. 740-383-9944. And, you know, I've harped on this a little bit this week just because last week I did a few stories on the history of Marion and how we got to where we are. Essentially, this was all driven by being able to look, maybe this is the answer.
Okay.
Because we do... Listen, we value the callers. Go ahead, caller.
I think what she was referring to, he was talking about taking the shot.
Right.
If you didn't take the shot, you were ignorant.
Oh, yeah, maybe so. Oh, yeah, and I did say that.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to... That's a gross generality.
Yeah, but that wasn't directed at anyone in particular.
Yeah, no, I really didn't intend it to be directed at anybody. But I do think it's... I do believe it's not scientifically...
You didn't say you were a moron.
But I do believe scientifically it's the best thing to do. But if you don't...
I do too.
I'm not going to argue with you. It's your life. But thank you. That does clear it up.
All right. Well, there you go. And I don't think you meant that. Well, maybe you did. I don't want to speak for you.
Not directly at anybody in particular. I just don't think it's the scientific correctness.
Well, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't know. All I know is that I'm in generalities right now. You know, it's funny because yesterday, I have never told people whether I got the vaccine or not, and I told you why I don't tell people this. Well, people are trying to guess now. And I will never admit one way or another because I think that is a personal choice. And you know what? I'm even more compounded by this whole Vax-a-million thing now because honestly, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. See, this goes again. You know we have a great relationship, and this is why I say it.
We do.
But last week, you said... It does. You did not think Savannah Guthrie getting the shot on television was grandstanding, or that whether I would say I got it or didn't get it means anything. It does. The Vax-a-million is an example of this. it absolutely does.
All right.
But you see what I'm saying?
No.
that people look for reasons to do things, and they do look to other people's decisions. And
yes. Yeah.
That's what I'm
guess,
saying.
I understand that. I think that we should look to science and facts.
Right, and I'm
science
not a doctor.
Facts. Yeah.
And I'm not, whether I did or did not get it should not encourage you either way. Because if I did,
if
I did get it, I did it because I wanted to do it. If I didn't get it, it's because I didn't want to do it.
But I also believe that there are a lot of people that are easily swayed by, I've been around enough very, very popular people, people that people know, to know that people will do whatever they can to be on the good side of somebody.
Well, I'll tell you, it's very, and obviously we're not at this popularity level, but LeBron James, I think, has come out for the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, they were doing a story on Betty White, and her publicist would not answer the question on if she got her vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either she didn't, because that was her choice, or she doesn't want to be a spokesperson for getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, I understand.
My thought on all this is that, do you not care about your neighbors? And if you, I believe that you're showing a lack of concern for your neighbors if you don't get it.
I think you make that decision. But I, see, because here's the problem. If I come in, let's say I said I got the vaccine. And then I come in here the very next morning, and it doesn't sound like I have any side effects, and I keep coming in, and everything's fine and hunky-dory, and you say, well, hey, it's fine. He did it. So you go and get it, and you have side effects. Well, I don't think that that's...
You don't want to be blamed for that.
Well, it's not even blame. It's just I don't want... Much like with COVID itself, if I had a party, I don't want you to have a party. If I wear a mask... That's your decision. You know, I don't want... It's my own business. I don't want to take the blame, and I don't want to take the credit for anything.
But at which point, because COVID spreads through the parties and stuff like that, at what point are you being inconsiderate of your neighbors? And at what point is it then wrong for you not to pay any attention to the scientific facts?
If I did it, then it is my fault.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying,
and
I don't
blame
want,
you.
But I don't, right, but I don't want anybody to do it based on what I did.
Yeah, I guess I understand.
Right. Because I do, you know, and also sometimes you do come in sick, but you don't tell people.
I never did that.
You never did that?
No, I don't.
Oh, I had to do that because a lot of times I was the only one coming in and there was nobody to call.
The only time I ever didn't go in, I don't ever remember missing a day because of sickness, ever, at any job I ever was, except for occasional hangover.
Well, you know, I thought during the COVID times, to be honest with you, I wondered if I had been diagnosed, would I mean, clearly I would not go around people, but I thought, would I tell people? I don't know. You know, that's a very heavy issue.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if I would either. I probably would. I probably would.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm pretty open.
Because I think what it does is at that time, because the problem is, I thought if I have COVID, I can't come in. So if I don't come in, people might think I'm sicker than I am.
Yeah,
and it creates a sympathy, and that's why I think I probably would not have.
Well, and I think you're absolutely right. If people would probably think you're a lot sicker than
right,
you are.
Right, and that's why I probably would not have, you know, done it. Wouldn't have brought it up until it was long in the rearview mirror.
But is that fair to... Would that have been fair to me if you hadn't brought up that you have COVID and you came in and gave it to me?
Oh, I wouldn't come in.
Oh, okay.
I just wouldn't say that's why I'm not.
Ah, okay, okay.
Yeah, no, I would never. But see, that's my choice. I would never put anybody in danger.
Okay.
Like last year at the Christmas party here. Now, I knew pretty fairly that nobody had COVID who was going to be attending the Christmas party. But yet, as a group, and we sat down as a group, and said, we're going to wear masks. And I told everybody that. I said, this was a group decision. This was not a mandate. We're going to wear masks. We don't think anybody has it. Don't be paranoid of that, but we are going to wear masks. And if you don't wear a mask, you know, don't come, because this is what's going to make people comfortable. So that's how I feel it should be handled.
Well, that's the way it should be handled.
Right.
It's not. But that's the way it should be.
That's showbiz.
I wish people could hear us talking in between the shows. A lot of people probably think, especially this morning's show, where I disagreed with you on some things, I think people probably think that I get mad at you, or you get mad at me. And it's absolutely the opposite of that. About wearing the mask. I don't care about the mask. I will always wear a mask if I'm out, at least for a while. But I wish people knew that. I know there are people that think that you and I don't like each other. But in fact,
I'm okay with that.
But in fact, I like him. He probably doesn't like me.
No, we have a good time during the breaks. But you know what? This is radio. This is what, it's not a put on.
No.
But you come to give your opinion sometimes,
right.
And sometimes it's a conversation.
That's right.
But you gotta have those. It doesn't mean you dislike. My goodness, there've been, when the Friday program, when we were doing that with a full panel, there were arguments a lot during the show.
I've had people say, I've listened to you and Scott this morning, you were really mad at him. Well, no, I wasn't really mad.
The only time I ever knew, and I'd have to go in my brain, but the time, I can't ever remember a time where you were outwardly mad at me, but there was a guest not too long ago that I'm quite sure you were mad at.
Yes.
And that was apparent to everybody.
Yeah.
Now, that was real anger.
I would never have done anything about it. I think I was polite.
Oh, yeah, it was fine. It just came off fine. I just think that in that particular, because I felt the tension in the room. And when people can feel the tension...
Well, you know me better than most people, especially having only known me for 3 years.
Well, it was a 45-minute period. It was a long period. Then there was names.
Building.
And names started to be thrown. And it was a little rough.
Yeah.
But we made it.
And I like the gentleman that you're talking about.
Yeah, but it went, you know, and that's the only time I ever remember there being a true animosity.
Mm-hmm.
But we do want to mention you'll be on with Dr. Feynman in about 25 minutes, quarter after 12. And then we've got Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, a great show here on the station, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7 p.m. I get along with everybody here. There's not a person I don't. Really, ever. I can't remember not getting along with somebody.
I want to thank you or whoever, or Adam, or
Adam.
Whoever decided to replace the front porch.
That was nice, wasn't it?
Fantastic. Yes.
That was Adam. That was Adam. So good for him and the people who did the work.
Yeah, did a good job.
Let's see here. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. If you have anything to say, we're approaching the final 10 minutes of this particular broadcast. It's, you know, I don't know. It's a hodgepodge life, I guess.
So you can actually go online to sign up for that $1 million?
Yeah, OhioVaxAMillion.com.
OhioVaxAMillion.com.
Yep. And it's a very easy process. It's just your name, your address, your phone number, your email.
Do you have to tell where you got your shot?
You have to do that.
Okay. Yeah.
I wonder what that's all about. I wonder if they're going to check up on that.
I hope so.
Yeah. Isn't the information at the health department?
I don't know.
I would assume your vaccination record is there.
I had to go down to Delaware to get my shot, and I don't know what the name of the place was. I'll have to look it up. It's on my card, I'm sure. What do you think about having a vaccination passport?
Now, see, I'm not sure. Is it like a driver's license?
It would be, basically, it would be the card you get, and if I wanted to go into Kroger's, and they had a sign saying you must wear a mask or show your card or not come in, then you show the card and you walk right in.
I don't want to carry the card around I have, because if I lost it, then what?
Okay, well, maybe you can make a duplicate. I don't know.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just took a minute to call in. No, I don't believe in giving that money, you know, to get the shot.
Yeah.
And I haven't listened that much, but if you've got that much money, why can't you give it to the homeless and get them off the street? I've been seeing out in California, I cannot believe the people that we send the money to overseas live better than them. Haiti and all those different countries and stuff. I don't know why we don't help our own people. And we're always sending it to everybody else. And where I'm living now, I see people, when it comes trash day, they're going through the trash trying to get broken fans, sweepers,
sure.
And I feel so sorry for them when thousands are coming over and we take care of their living, medical, everything. But if you've got something that's really wrong with you and you don't have the money, you'll lose your house. And it's not right. Somebody needs to shape, I think, throw all that stuff out and go from one and start this whole country over. You only need one page. You don't come in unless it's legal, and you don't do this. You don't need 500 pages filling stuff out. It could be simple.
Yep.
And we're just, it is. A lot of those people that are on the street have either lost their job, maybe they were college educated, veterans, and we treat them like, I'm going to say crap, and then you all come over here. And I've seen one show I watched where they caught seven or something of those ISIS people crossing over the border. Well, how many hundreds of them have come? Pretty soon, about 4 or 5 years, I don't think you're going to know this country. You're going to have to dodge, go to the store now, you have to dodge a bullet.
Well, but
in most of those other countries, you don't have to. How come other countries don't have this problem? Because I have a right to go out and not expect to get my head blown off if I go to the grocery store or walk down the street. But here you can't, and I've been watching on the thing. New York is having all those slashings, and they're after all those Asian people, and they seem to be nice people. I mean, they're not gang people. And I'm going to say one race is mostly dormant, and I can't believe it. You just watch this stuff, and it's like, I don't know. They need to bring our military back, the thousands we've got overseas, and do this country. Put about 1,000 people in Cleveland, 1,000 or more in New York. Let them stand on the corner with a gun and watch this stuff. I mean, I can't believe in our own country. We're in everybody else's country, but we can't even take care of our own. And that's all I've got to say. People don't take their medicine over here, but you come over and you're not legal. Well, they'll do the surgery on you that day. I know one place in Columbus where somebody worked about 15 years ago. And why the insurance didn't pay, I don't know. But they asked him, are you legal? And they said, well, yes. They said, well, if you're not, we can do the surgery right today. And this person had been trying to get this done. And you don't know all this stuff that's going on. And in Massachusetts, I'm going to take a few minutes here. They give, I think it's $350,000 to teach the Chinese how to walk across the street. And then out in one place, if you don't speak English, I think they give them $1,200 a month or something. And you wouldn't believe all this money they give out for this nonsense stuff. So are you ever going to learn English if somebody's giving you money to not know it and stuff? But that's all I've got to say. No, I think if you want to take the shot, fine. And if I had a young child, I don't know if I would. But if somebody over 18, you make the decision, because I'm not going to make that decision and then have that on my mind if something happens to you. I've heard several different things. I'm from the southern part of Ohio, and things down there have been happening, but I don't see it published and different stuff. So that's the person's choice. When they try to entice you to do something, and then say you do get that $5 million and something does happen to you, well, can you turn around and sue the government now for enticing you to do it? I mean, to me, it should never have been that. If it's really that bad, make it mandatory. If you're 100% that nothing's wrong with it, I don't know. I just don't. The money given away, I don't believe. So it could be spent for something different. And how many people's going to run and get that shot, and then maybe somewhere later that, I don't know, they don't even know anything much about it. So that's, to me, it's when you're telling people to do something, you better watch what you're telling, because if it was my mom and I told her to get the shot and she died, well, I couldn't live with myself. It would just kill me. So I wouldn't tell anybody to get that shot. I mean, it's your choice to do it and stop. I don't believe in telling people something to do. They make it on their own. So that's all I've got to say. I haven't heard your show that much, but I thought I'd give you a quick call here.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Well, one of the things you talked about is people going around on well, in my neighborhood on Thursday, no, Wednesday, and picking up, you know, stuff out of the trash. I welcome that. I have a guy that lives two doors down from me that does that. And he makes a pretty good living at it because he picks up all aluminum stuff and stuff like that, and then he resells it. But I also know that there are, I've done it. I've gone, and I have a really nice shelf that I got from a neighbor down the street. I also got a watering thing that I can water, you know, it comes off the gutter and goes into this, and then it goes into my garden, and I got it for nothing. I think that's okay, that type of stuff.
We got a little bit of time left. If you'd like to weigh in today, we got a few minutes. 740-383-9944. If the line's been ringing busy, this is your shot. 740-383-9944.
This is your shot?
This is your shot.
Okay.
And there's no $1 million chance of winning a thing if you enter with a shot. This is the only shot you get. It reminds me in a way, and it's a little apples to oranges here, but it reminds me in a way to people who went out and signed up for the military for the college education.
Yeah.
You know, it's very similar to that. Go ahead, caller.
A lot of people did that.
Go ahead.
Hey, just the way you guys do it, everybody needs looks like a toddler bed. The one over on Windsor Street right now with a free sign on it, and it looks like it's in good condition.
Now, where in the area on Windsor?
I don't know the house number. If you just get on Windsor, and it's not far past that nursing home.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thanks. Uh-huh. No, you're going to have to explain to me, why is there a toddler bed out there?
We're probably sitting next to the road.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Free, yeah.
740-383-9944.
That would be a swap shop.
I don't have a toddler, and swap shop's not till tomorrow.
We still got time for another call, 740-383-9944.
We've been getting more calls to swap shop.
Well, it reminds me, though, of the, like I say, it reminds me of the, you know, we'll pay for your college, we'll give you a salary if you join the military. Now, if you get killed because a war starts during the military, like Vietnam, a lot of those families were ticked that their kids went in for the education.
When you sign up in the military, when you go to basic training, they tell you you can get killed.
Well, yeah, I mean, but what do you think the disclaimer is on this $1 million? That's a million.
Yeah,
I'm sure somewhere in there it says, upon your death, we are not responsible.
Well, and one of the things that they have been saying about people that are getting the shots is the chance of you dying from the current shots it's almost zero, the chance of you dying. If you have the shot.
That's good.
Yeah. So I wouldn't worry about that.
No, it's not so much that. It's the motivation. It's the motivation of the thing. And it's the, maybe the hokiness. Like I said.
Yeah, you don't like that.
Couldn't they go to, I mean, there's got to be a billionaire like old Wexner. Who could, that's chump
change. He's never going to.
No, but that's chump change to him.
Yeah, but he's not going to, he's not. Well, he's not that type of person.
Who else do we got in Ohio that's got some dough?
Scott Spears.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll give you $5 million. You can just give it away on. But, no, I mean, couldn't a business? I mean, Wendy's is here.
Wendy's would be a good one.
Wendy's could have gave $5
million. Yeah.
You know.
And they are local.
Yeah. And we've
White
got.
White Castle. Aren't they local?
I don't know. Maybe. Could be. Tony Paco's is local here in Ohio. They're a big jet. Kroger. Is local here in Ohio. Just, that's chump change to those companies. Wouldn't that have been great PR?
Big Bear did it and they went out of business. No, I'm sorry.
We'll take one more call and then we'll get out of here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, this is Ryan.
Yes, how's the popcorn?
Hey.
Did it work?
I just wanted to call in real quick and let you know that I'm going to pop it tonight. I wanted my daughter to be around for it and we were busy last night.
Put it on online so
you're
gonna
take
see
the video,
it.
Right?
Yep, I'm going to have her take the video, and her or the wife will figure out how to get it to you. I'm not very good technology and
okay, our emails are on the website, so if you go there, you can send it right to me.
All righty, well, I will be doing that tonight.
Fantastic. Thanks, Ryan. Have fun.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to know about the popcorn
That's
tomorrow
fantastic.
Morning.
I love that thing.
A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble and the Good Doctor coming up in 15 minutes.
Pistol in his left hand pressed against his leg, down just above his knee. Well, he was surrounded by police officers and reporters, and but none of them was looking down. They was all looking up head high. And I saw it. And I, as soon as I saw that, I was already within four or five steps of him by that time. And when I saw it, then I knew exactly what was going to happen. So I began my defense on it, trying to jerk Oswald behind me. And I was moving him behind.